The first holy sacrament, when we say sacrament, we always mean grace. We always mean gift of the Holy Spirit. And we have to remind ourselves always that the holy sacrament was put by the Lord Himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, who made these sacraments and gave it to His church. The key of the sacraments is the holy sacrament of priesthood, because no other holy sacrament can be done without the presence of an Orthodox priest. When we go back to the Gospels, to the New Testament, we can find the basics of the sacrament of the priesthood. When the Lord said, these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, do not enter a city of the Samaritan, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, clean the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver, nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staff, for a worker is worthy of his food. As you see with the words of the Lord, that first of all we should focus on our people. He said, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So our duty as priests is to care and focus on our people, our land, so we can help them to go back to the church. And also, as you see, the first commandment from the Lord to the priests or to the disciples is to go preaching. So our main task, our main duty is to teach. The first function or the first order is to teach the kingdom of heaven. Besides teaching, we should help people in their life problems. So we got the power from the Holy Spirit to help the sick people, to cast out demons with the power of the Holy Spirit. But the first duty is to teach. Also, the Lord said that we freely you have received, freely give. We should always give whatever we have of gifts, either teaching or blessing the people or giving even miracles without getting any money. In order to act as good priests, we shouldn't care about the silver and gold and whatever belongs of the people in order to let our mission through. So we should focus only on teaching the word of God, blessing people, praying, and forget about anything material in this world. As you see, these words were given to the disciples on Matthew chapter 10. But when we go to Matthew, the last chapter, we find another commandment from the Lord to His disciples. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority hath been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So we have another duty, not only to teach our people and to save our children, but also to preach the word of God to other nations. So the duty of a disciple or a priest is partly to shepherd his sheep and partly to save other nations. The fruits of any priest living in his church is to make disciples. The number of disciples are the number of fruits done by the hands of a priest. Because in this verse, the Lord said, go therefore and make disciples. So our duty is to make disciples exactly like the Lord had done with his disciples. So if we can say that the first duty of a priest is to teach, the second is to make disciples, and the third is to do the sacraments. Because after this, the Lord said, baptizing them in the name of the Father. So teaching, making disciples, and then baptizing people. And again, after baptizing the people, we should continue in teaching. As the Lord said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. So the process of teaching start before any sacrament and go on after any sacrament. Our father, Pope Shenouda, used to say that teaching is the treatment of all problems. By teaching we can save everyone, and by teaching we can solve any problem. So anytime we face problems like in marriage, in youth development, in problems with the government or with the world around, problems inside the church, we can by teaching solve any problem. Another important verse given in the Gospels concerning the Holy Sacrament of Priesthood, Jesus answered and said to them, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And as you all know, the rock here is our Lord himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, being God incarnate, is the rock of the church, above who we are built in one church. Or the rock here is the Orthodox faith, the belief in our Lord Jesus Christ as God. And the authority of a priest to bind and to loose is the authority given on this rock. On this faith, we have the power or the authority of the Lord himself to bind and to loose. As you all know, this kind of binding means that we stop the power of evil by the power and authority of our Lord in priesthood. We can stop or bound or bind any evil power. And also the meaning of losing means that we help people to get out of the power of evil, that they are free of the power of Satan. Again, in the chapter 18 of Matthew, you can find the same meaning, the relation between the church, the authority of a priest, and the absolution or the confession program. You can read this in chapter 18. If he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen. And also, there is a promise from the Lord to the priests, given by the Lord himself when he said, Jesus said to them, assuredly say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Also, the priest should discern or differentiate between those who are trying to repent and be good and others who are rejecting the word of God. If you see the parable when he said, when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? You know, the wedding garment stands for the baptism or the repentance, as our forefathers told us. And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Also, another verse is important to be reviewed. In St. Luke chapter 6, now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continue all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12 whom he also named apostles. This means that the Lord himself spent the whole night praying before choosing his disciples. For any priest of us, he should be called by the Lord himself and keep this call for his whole life. The Lord himself is calling any of us. I mean, any of us was not ordained before because people told him to be a priest. It's a call from God. After this thing, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So it's another commandment from the Lord for us as priests, is to pray always, saying that the laborers are few and the harvest are great. So we need always to have priests, good priests in this harvest. Also he said, "Go your way, behold, I sent you out as lambs among wolves." So the priests should be like Christ, being a lamb, not a wolf. Being a lamb means that we are ready to sacrifice our life for our people, as the Lord himself was a lamb, he gave his life for us. Another important meaning of the Holy Sacrament of Priesthood, when the Lord said, he was telling us the parable of those who spent night waiting for him. Peter said to him, "Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?" And the Lord said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes." So being a priest means being a steward, and we have a master, and our master will ask about his things, and so we should be ready to offer all whatever he asked us to do, so doing when he comes. Look to this last verse, "His master will find so doing when he comes." On this part, I want to focus on two things. The two main characters in a priest is to be wise and faithful. And the second character is to give the food to his laborers or his workers in due season. You know, giving the portion of food in due season was explained by the fathers of the church as giving the right Orthodox teaching and giving the holy sacraments. And in order to do this, we need to be wise and be faithful. And in order to be wise and faithful, we need to pray more and more to ask God for his wisdom and his righteousness. Another important verse from the Gospel of St. John, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." So we priests have the power to forgive other sins, but only in the way that the Lord was forgiving others. Remember that the Lord was giving forgiveness for only the repentant one who showed honestly their repentance. This means by teaching we are pushing people to repent, and when they repent, we are giving them the forgiveness. Another proof of the system of ordination or the holy order of priesthood was given in the book of Acts, and they proposed to Joseph called Barsabbas, and who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. They prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, So which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place? And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This means that the 12 disciples and the 70 were chosen and called by the Lord himself. But after his ascension to heaven, then the church in the 11 apostles started to ordain another disciple, and so the priesthood order continued. Another proof of the presence of the Holy Spirit inside the heart of a priest or an apostle, when St. Peter said in the book of Acts chapter 5, Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?" Our Pope Shenouda was used to say that he did not say that you lied upon me, but you lied upon the Holy Spirit. This means that he presents the Holy Spirit. As a priest or a high priest, he presents the presence or the authority of God. And also the order of deacons was done by the disciples in chapter 6, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. So by laying hands on deacons, the order of deaconship started. And this action of laying hands of the high priests or the bishops was clear in the book of Acts. When Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." That's to prove that by laying hands of the apostles, the order of priesthood was given and the power of the Holy Spirit was given. But when this Simon tried to buy this gift, buy money, St. Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God." Another proof in chapter 13, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. So even when it comes to St. Paul, he was called after fasting and praying and was given the order of being a priest with the hands of the disciples. Also, it was written in Acts chapter 16, as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So another duty of a priest is to keep the decree of the church and the traditions he received from the church. One of the main duties of a bishop is to follow up with his priest, to care for his priest. As given in the book of Acts from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the priest. And when they had come, the elders of the church to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you." So St. Paul called his priest to follow them up and to let them revise the decrees of faith. Also, St. Paul proved that he was a priest or a bishop in his letter to Romans when he said, "I might be a minister of Jesus Christ." A minister in the original language is a priest. To the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. So St. Paul proved that he was also a bishop, and he was giving this by the Holy Spirit, and he is ministering for the Gentiles the sacraments. Also St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians, the first letter, he said, let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards. Again, the word stewards, what was written in Luke chapter 12, the St. Paul used the same word, stewards, of the mysteries of God. And this is one of the names of sacraments. Moreover, it's required in a steward that one be found faithful. On the same chapter, I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. So he used the word fathers for his priesthood. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. So he is their father in Christ. Therefore, I urge you, imitate me. You know, many of the non-Orthodox church stand against using the word father for a man, for a bishop or a priest. But this verse reply upon them that St. Paul himself called himself as a father, and he asked his children to imitate him. Another important message here, that we priests should be imitated by our congregation. So we should live a holy life and be right in everything, so our people can look at up at us to imitate God. Another proof of the holy order of priesthood in the church, the writing of St. Paul when he said, this is a faithful saying, if a man desired the position of a bishop, he desires a good work, then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous. This means that there were criteria before choosing any priest or any bishop. That's why St. Paul said to his disciple, do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in other people's sins. Keep yourself pure. And this gift of priesthood may be, you know, put off. We need to fire it on all the time. That was given by St. Paul when he said, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on my hands. Again, in his letter to St. Titus, he said again the criteria of a bishop, saying, for a bishop must be blameless, and a steward of God, the same word given in Luke, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what's good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. Again, St. Peter said similar teaching when he said the elders, and the name elders actually in the old Greek language of the Bible is the bishops or the presbyteros, the priests. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. These are parts of the New Testament witnessing to the holy order of priesthood, but this not all. These are not all the verses proving the priesthood in the New Testament. So I want to revise three main points in my lecture, a priest is a teacher, a priest is a father, a priest is a steward. Being a teacher, he should spend his life teaching his people. Being a father, he should be very kind to his people to save them. Being a steward, he should focus on the moment he will stand before the Lord and giving his works before the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.